Buzz cuts. Buzz cuts. Buzz cuts.
Hey, it's Buzz cuts with our cool theme song.
Do you have it?
I mean, we're gonna attach it to this episode.
Yeah. But last week he was playing it from his phone, and I kind of enjoyed it.
You liked it like that?
I did.
Well, maybe I can pull it up here and we can have it on the fly. Yes.
Safe. Let's wait 5 minutes for you to figure out where to fit.
Hey, everybody, just wait. Just
through all the pictures of his kid and everything.
We missed last week. I don't know if anyone missed us. But
why did we miss last week?
I blame myself.
Yeah, I do too. Thank I just you. Wanted to see if you would.
You blame him too?
I do, absolutely.
Yeah. Haley, who do you blame?
I mean... You and I talked about doing one together, Dagwood.
Yeah.
But I got too busy.
Oh, now I blame y'all. Well, maybe not you.
I never
came out with the truth. But
I'm never too busy. So you can't, I can't throw that on me.
Aw, you're never too busy for us.
No. Aww. Not for you two. Come on.
That's very sweet. Yeah. That's very sweet.
Other people in the building I'm too busy for.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a list.
Hey, be careful, though, because people in the building love to listen to Buzz cuts.
I was going
to
say, including the guy that wrote the theme for
That's
us.
Right. That's right. Don't piss him off.
Let's give him credit. He's almost part of the cast at this point. Matthew Saggio.
He's our honorary fourth member. That doesn't even have to be in the same room as us, and he gets shout-outs.
I think we should just let him sit over here in the corner in a chair and just laugh out loud when we say funny things.
It'll be like that live studio audience.
Yeah, with Saggio.
Yeah, just Saggio.
That's good. Ha-ha! That'd be awesome.
That'd be Sounds crazy. Just like him.
Yeah. We need a Saggio button on the board whenever we say something funny.
Oh, man.
That's killer.
Let's do it.
I wish we were that advanced here.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, I mean, for those that don't know, it took us 20 minutes to figure out how to even start recording in here. I wish we had all of that recorded.
We should have left that in.
Yeah.
That would have been
We call ourselves professionals, and it took us 20 minutes just to turn this damn mic on.
I got to say, there's nothing funnier than watching Dagwood get super nervous about being accidentally on the air.
Oh, it just, I mean, it keeps me, I have nightmares about it. You know, everybody that's been in radio knows about the dead air dream.
So real quick, Dagwood just started a new show on Totally Hits 93.3, and yesterday was his first day, and the first thing you told me was you had what kind of dream?
I had a dream that nothing worked. Radio people have that dream. It's a recurring dream, and you come into the studio, and nothing you do is going over the air.
It's a real thing.
It's horrible.
I have two different kinds of bad radio dreams. It's like 5 o'clock and I have this like story feature, or like when we did 5 at 5. Remember a long time ago we did 5 at 5?
Yes.
And you have to have the story and you have to tell it and you have to pick out the songs. It is 4:59. I am live on the air. I have no story. I have no songs lined up. One of those, and then I'll have a dream that I have a remote to be at from 3 to 7. Here it's 4:45 and I'm on my way.
Yes.
Or it's like almost gone. That's happened in real life, though, one time.
That just shows you radio people are crazy.
We're crazy.
We are. We have the, I mean, it's that dream is real, man. I mean, you wake up sweating.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Hey, at least we admit it.
True.
We admit that we're crazy. It's fine.
But you're right, though. Like, everyone I've ever worked with, I've worked in 3 different cities, and in those cities, everybody that I worked in radio with all were just a tad interesting, I guess is one nice way to put it.
Well, like normal people dream about their teeth falling out, or they're showing up to work naked. Not us.
No.
Our worst dream ever is showing up to a 2-hour remote, 1 hour and 45 minutes late.
I'm not surprised. I'm actually surprised I don't hear more fear dreams from Dagwood about remotes, considering all the things you've experienced at remotes. Bloody Band-Aids, getting in fights. What else?
Yeah, the bloody Band-Aid, that was a good one. The puddle of blood was even better.
The free pizza one is one of my favorites.
The pizza one was, we'll tell off to someone off here. But I did a remote next, I'm not going to mention any clients or anything, but I did a remote Ooh. Next to a puddle of blood, not puddle of mud, puddle of blood. It was
it's
fresh.
It's a new tribute band, Puddle of Blood.
I had a guy in Lebanon come to kill me one time, and I got out of there just in time.
But why?
He was mad we were there for another little business, and he owned the mini strip mall or whatever, and he didn't like the buzz truck parked on the street, which I don't know why you wouldn't want the buzz truck parked in front of your business. I mean, people see it, and it draws attention. And man, he was hot, and he was on the phone, and he was talking through the lady that worked there, and he was like, "You got to leave. I'm not leaving." And so words were said, and I had to go to another location of this business down the street. And as soon as I left, that guy came because he wanted to fight me.
Wow! So they separated you and put you at a different location.
Yeah, the business sent me to another place.
And then that guy,
because apparently they had problems with this guy before. I guess
I can tell.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Wow.
But yeah, I've had a lot of problems.
What about you, Haley? Have you had any problem remotes?
No, there's that one guy, and I don't need to say his name because you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. He showed up, and he's one of those people that's just caused issues in the past. You know, like he would post like on Facebook, "Oh, I'm sorry that so-and-so died in a motorcycle accident," when that was not the case at like one of our employees. Jeez, and he showed up at one of my remotes at the Nashville Fair several years ago. And I didn't recognize him until he started talking. I recognized his voice. And I'm like, "Okay, thanks for coming. I'm going to, you know, get away from you because you're crazy." Then he starts yelling at me. He's like, "Hey, I'm not done talking to you." And I'm like trying to innocently do my... So I went over to security and I said, "Can someone just get this guy out of here? He's bothering me. Like, don't do anything. Just, I'm trying to get him out of here because I'm trying to do my job here." He took off running from security, and then the police started chasing after him. And I'm just sitting here like, "Hey, everybody, come see the pig race in 20 minutes. That was the weirdest that I think remotes have ever gotten.
Man. Well, all right. So Haley used to host nights, 7 to midnight on The Buzz. What kind of stuff would happen at night? Like, did you get weirdos calling you?
Yes. They were mainly drunk.
Yeah.
Nobody ever crossed the line except one guy, and I told him to never call me again. But there was one time. So basically, being the only woman and being the night shift, you know, the PD at the time said, "You can get away with a lot of stuff." You know, like, it's almost like this character, you know, that he wanted me to portray. And I'm like, "All right, I'll have some fun with this, whatever." So this guy called me saying that he went to Crazy Horse. And I said, "Oh, yeah, you've done a remote there." And he called and said that he went to Crazy Horse over the weekend. And I'm like, "Oh, do I say it? Do I say it? Do I say it?" I said, "Oh, I know Crazy Horse really well." He's like, "Have you been there?" And I'm like, "I work there." And I'm like, "Oh, God, here goes nothing." Right. So he called. He kept calling me, and I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I was there on Saturday." He's like, "Which one were you?" And I'm like,
"Oh, no.
I'm, you know, the one with the long brown hair." And he's like, "Were you the one with the red pumps?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that was me." And then, yeah, he kept calling. And I'm like, "I can't let this go on any longer, because this poor girl is going to have some weirdo showing up and be like, 'Hey, I talked to you and you're on the radio.'" And I'm like, finally, I'm like, "Okay, this went far enough." Wow. And he starts showing up to Crazy Horse looking for this girl. I don't even know who it is.
Man, people do some funny things. I feel for you. You know, a woman on a rock station at night, like the guys that call in just must be...
Yeah, nobody calls me anymore.
Bizarre.
I find that rather insulting.
I don't
get any "Hey, baby" calls at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm insulted.
Now they just text you.
Yeah.
True. What are we doing? What's our giveaway this week?
Well, you've got In This Moment tickets.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. This week at noon. That show's at Marathon Music Works. And do you know who else is going to be at the Marathon later this year?
Hang on. Knowing you, I want to take a guess.
Haley's going to love it.
If you say Whitechapel, I swear to God.
Whitechapel. In December. And
that's awesome.
I want Haley to tell the story.
Oh, right now?
Yes.
So, Exit 111 Festival. It was me and my best friend, Alicia, my assistant, to hold the camera for me because I had an interview with Nothing More. I love this band, and I had gone so long without seeing them. So I did my interview with Nothing More, and I was so excited to see them at Exit 111. So after the interview was over, we were done. We had like media passes, and I was done for the day. We're like, let's start drinking. Let's just enjoy the festival. All we got to do is just take pictures and that's it. So we start drinking and we go back in the media tent and there were these two other girls that are like, oh, you know, who are you excited to see the most? And I'm just start gushing about nothing more. I'm like, I can't wait to see them. They're going to be on this stage at 6:30 or at 5:30. And this other woman's like, oh, no, I thought they were on this other stage at 6:30. I'm like, oh, okay, if you say so. So we show up at this stage at 6:30, and your girl had how many cocktails? And I'm sitting there with my camera just like wide-eyed, right? And so the security guard, he's waiting for this other show to wrap up so I can go in and, you know, start taking... Because when you get the photo pass, you're in front of the pit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're... Oh, I was so excited. So the security guard was like... You excited to see this next band? Just kind of like starting a casual conversation. And my drunk ass, I just start gushing about nothing more. And I'm like, they put so much emotion into their music. It's like poetry. Like, it's like melodic, but it's badass at the same time. It's beautiful. And I'm right.
She's
so
like, they speak to me.
Yeah, all of those things. So he lets my drunk ass in the front, and I'm sitting there with my camera. I'm like, this is the best moment of my life, right? The crowd behind me starts yelling, Whitechapel, Whitechapel. It's still not clicking at this point. I'm like, these f***ers think it's Whitechapel. And then it hit me. This stage at 6:30, this other stage at 5:30. This band comes out. And I don't listen to that. So, of course, I just probably sound like a saying that, but it's like, I just told the security guard, it's like poetry. I was so pissed. I'm like, we're going back to the camp. I was so mad. And ever since, Whitechapel is everywhere.
Yeah.
They still haunt me to this day.
I was at Metallica last month, and there was a guy in front of me with a Whitechapel shirt. I took a picture and sent it to Haley. And, but yeah, that's she's awesome. Like, they speak to me, and then they come out just growling, just death metal, and they're named after the place where Jack the Ripper killed all those women back, you know, in England, and they're screaming and pure worshiping poetry. Satan and everything, and she's like, they just speak to my soul, and that security guy must have thought she was a freaking maniac.
For real.
But every time I see anything about Whitechapel, I send it to her.
That's so great.
Right, you know, hey... But Whitechapel, they're Tennessee boys. They're from Knoxville. Yeah, so yeah. There you go.
Right, we're going to get you up on stage to intro that band. Yeah, Marathon Music Works.
At this point, there, I swear ever since that happened, they're in my inbox every single week. There are ads on my Facebook page. They show up on my freaking online playlist. They're just freaking everywhere after that moment. And I hate it.
By the way, you've let two F-bombs
yes.
fly. You've said sh** and
so well, we're not on the air, so we're good.
Well, I hope we're not.
No, but we're good.
I'm staring. When you said, it's funny when she said, I looked at the
thing. I looked at
it. I'm so scared. I don't care.
I wrote it down.
I'm so scared.
Well, as long as the phone lines aren't ringing off the hook, then I think it's fine, right?
Hey, real quick, we've got some things coming up that I do want to talk about. We're going to post up at Bridgestone Arena at Pete and Terry's before the Incubus concert on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So the 25th. So if you're going to the Incubus concert, go a little early and stop by Pete and Terry's at Bridgestone Arena and come see us. We're going to be giving away last minute tickets to Incubus, but plus, we're also going to have ghost
giving away
tickets.
Butt plugs.
Yeah, we're in a new era here for the buzz. New pricing. So we're going to also give away ghost tickets there. So come see us before the Incubus concert to sign up for some ghost tickets. In fact, let's pack an extra pair of ghost tickets, and if you come up to us and say, I heard this on Buzz Cuts, you can have our ghost tickets.
Ooh,
one of our pairs of ghost
tickets. As long as nobody walks up to us asking for butt plugs, I'm game.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, first you have to ask for butt plugs, and then you get ghost tickets, all right?
Mention butt plugs, then Buzz Cuts, in that order.
Yes.
Anything
yes.
out of order, you don't get ghost
and
tickets.
No context, just come right up to us and go butt plugs.
Yeah, someone's going to walk up and be like, y'all giving away ghost butt plugs?
Yep, we sure are. Sean, get this man a ghost butt plug. Get him the red one.
Sounds like a phone call Haley would get at night.
To put a bow on this, we're going to set up before the Ghost concert at Bridgestone Arena. We'll set up before the Linkin Park concert at Bridgestone Arena, and you can win tickets to shows. So if you're going to go to Incubus, if you're going to go to Ghost, if you're going to go to Linkin Park, stop by and see the buzz at Pete and Terry's before those three shows, and you can win some stuff.
Your sales pitch was on point.
Hey, thank you.
Good job.
No problem. Thank you. I'm going home. I'm done for the day.
No wonder he's the boss.
I'm not the boss. It's all an illusion.
Yeah, you're right. We don't listen to you.
I know. I can tell.
Your own thing.
That's why there wasn't a buzz cut last week.
Hey, Chris told me to do this. Screw that guy. That's what we say.
Screw that high pitch. I don't like him anyway.
We'll have to tell that story too. Write that down.
Next week.
That's next week. Right, yeah, the high pitch story is next week because it is.
It's a dude.
It's insulting. And I laugh in his face every day about it.
I think Dagwood wants me to be more insulted than I am, but. Yeah, it's a doozy of a story. I can't wait to share it.
I can't wait.
We'll let you tell it next week.
Yep.
All right. Haley's got a podcast. You want to plug your podcast?
Oh, I feel like I did all the talking. But yeah, if you insist.
Less work for me.
I do have a podcast now. It's called The Real MP3s. You can find it wherever you like to stream podcasts. It's basically where just over the course of how many years of interviewing bands and getting to know bands and stuff. It's all just sharing those experiences, all positive experience. I'm not talking about any douchebags that I've met. I promise. But yeah, it's called The Real MP3s, and I just launched it a couple weeks ago.
That's awesome. And you can get it everywhere.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bingo. This one you can just get right here on the website.
Yeah, that's it.
This is just a dog and pony show over here. All right. Hey, Haley. Hey, Dagwood. Love working with y'all. Thank y'all.
Aw. Love you guys.
Love you too. See you next week.